All right. So every year, it's now a tradition. It's a holiday tradition, something people look forward to. They decorate their houses because they know that Big Al Anderson and Jim Chapdelaine are going to come to the studio and we're going to sit around and talk, and there's going to be some songs. And this year we're going to make it more like like those Andy Williams holiday specials where somebody would just show up and surprise everybody. But just to begin, first of all, gentlemen, are you in good voice and in fine fettle?
I don't know about the voice,
but the fettle.
Your fettle is...
Good fettle.
Yeah, good fettle.
Voice is sketchy.
Got the lab panel back on your fettle. So we're going to begin. I mean, I think people are... They have some anxiety right now. They've been through a lot of agita in 2016. And
tell me about it.
Yeah.
So you have some sort of tonic for that?
I do.
All right. But I should say, even before we do the tonic, that if you feel that there's a visual component that you need... So that you can see really how abusive Al and Jim's relationship really is. We are actually doing this on Facebook Live. Go to the Colin McEnroe Show. You'll see if you see two guys holding guitars, you're at the right place.
In the back, there is a couples therapist, though.
That's true. That's at the end of the show. All right. So you've got something to help people adjust to what they have to adjust to.
I do. I wrote it with Dylan O'Brien, who wrote the theme song for The Office, and my name is Earl, and a guy named Travis Denning, who's a real country kid, just really good. And so we've written a pill that doesn't really work.
A placebo.
Placebo, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe it's a panacea.
Yeah.
We're going to do it right now?
You're going to do it mood seizes you, but yeah.
Facebook is demanding out. Go.
Well, I'm sick of all this left and right. Everybody choosing sides. It's all turned into one big fight. With everybody losing. If we're ever going to fix the politics, global warming and pollution. Well, maybe I'm just an average guy, but I've got the solution. Make America drunk again, like it used to be way back when. Just crack that beer, hold it up and cheer till everybody's your friend. Oh, any kind, champagne or wine, whiskey bottle and gin. If you want a little peace and harmony, make America drunk again. So go ahead and crack that, go ahead, take my advice. Get back to feeling nice. First thing, you gotta break the ice. Pour some Jack Daniels on it. Yeah, a big old case of amber ways. The grain sounds good, don't it? Tell the stubborn mules and the pack of durs there's a new party starting. Make America drunk again, like it used to be way back when. Just crack that beer, hold it up and cheer till everybody's your friend. Oh, any kind, champagne or wine, whiskey bottle and gin. Well, if you want a little peace, harmony, make America drunk again. Again, like it used to be way back when. Just crack that beer, hold it up and cheer till everybody's your friend. Oh, any kind, champagne or wine, whiskey bottle and gin. But if you want a little peace, a harmony, make America drunk again. Tell the stubborn mules and the pachyderms there's a new party getting started. And if you want a little peace, harmony, make America drunk again.
Well, that was fine. I feel better already.
Written, I don't know if it's really a cure-all.
Written by the most, yeah, written by the most sober man in the building. But we can all learn from that song, I think. So we could promote some of your upcoming gigs, but they're sold out, right? Should we promote to them anyway?
Yeah.
So people can stand outside and wish they could get in?
Yeah.
Always makes it look better.
Well, you know, also, there's a little bit of bad weather out there. You're in Willimantic tonight. Some people might not show up.
That's right.
All right. So do we need to tell them more than that, you're in Willimantic?
Well, there is a location. There is a location.
Can I pry out of you where you are actually playing?
I don't know. It's in a little tiny church. We're going to have to call for directions.
I don't know the name of the church.
I know it's the Bread Box Soup Kitchen.
You guys are amazing. The business end of this is like something you might, you know.
We're trying to resist going corporate. You know?
When we leave here, we have someone holding our hand.
Yeah. So is it just the two of you or the rest of the so-called floor models joining?
The floor models will be there.
All right.
Hopefully they're there now.
Yeah. And this is kind of a newly minted configuration. The floor models are a lot of Shinolas, I think, right?
Basically the Shinolas.
Yeah, basically the Shinolas. And then tomorrow night, you'll be in Norfolk, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the Infinity.
Yes. I used to live above the bar.
Did you really?
Because it was halfway between NRBQ and Windsor. I had a little bar, a little apartment upstairs, and all I had to do was walk downstairs. I didn't have to go outside or anything, just right into the bar.
First of all, it wouldn't have been the Infinity Hall at the time, though. It was closed up,
and I always wanted to go in there.
I mean, there was no actual functioning bar downstairs.
I think it's been closed for like 40 years.
It's like The Shining or something.
Yeah. I'm sure when they opened that up, there was Mark Twain was wandering around saying, "How do you get out?"
So, you lived in Norfolk?
I did.
Yeah. Are you aware of the Norfolk cheer?
No.
Because I can almost lose my FCC license over this. It's we don't drink and we don't smoke, Norfolk, Norfolk, Norfolk.
That's so Norfolk.
Yeah, that's so Norfolk. You have to be careful how you say it.
Darn it.
Yeah. So you'll be at Infinity Hall in Norfolk, and maybe people can stand in line and go to that too.
Yeah,
yeah. I wanted to ask you.
They have a great restaurant there too.
They really do have good food in both Infinity Hall locations. I've been known to go there just for the food. You know,
and tonight they will have excellent pizza.
Ah. So I wanted to ask each of you. I think I know the name of Al's first band. Was the Visuals? Was that your first band?
It was.
Did something precede the Visuals?
How'd you know that?
I know things. I do research for this show. I don't just show up. And so what would the repertoire of the Visuals have been like? First of all, you were like 10, 11, 12?
Ventures in Duane Eddy. That was it.
that was the whole thing?
I think we did Apache, too, where we tried to.
And how old were you?
11.
Yeah.
And we had a gig. We only had one gig. It was in Terrafill at a luncheonette. Big town.
Like how many songs? What was your set list? How many songs could you actually
I'm sure it wasn't more than half an hour.
And then, a launching pad, though. Any sort of dinette.
Right. And then the Altones may have followed that one.
Yes.
There was the Altones.
It was Al Lepak and Italian, Irish last name. Can't remember.
Yeah.
His name was Al.
And me.
And what was that repertoire?
Ventures in
Duane Eddy. Yeah. Because there's some rumor that there's audio available. You have to like deal with the Russians or something of you singing Tenderly when you were 10 or 11 years old.
There's a record of that.
There is a record of that?
Yeah.
It can be purchased and played on standard equipment?
I don't know if it's available, but I'll get you one.
All right. How old are you?
I do Bye Bye Love. I think I'm 10.
Yeah. There's a problem with Tenderly is there's a noun-verb disagreement in the first line. Because it's the evening breeze caressed the trees. It caresses the trees, the evening breeze. The breeze is a singular.
Caresses?
Caresses. Should be caresses. Yeah. But that wouldn't metrically. They just blew off.
Yeah.
So what would –
That's
was
why
your,
you can say instead of I'm not misbehaving –
Yeah.
You could say ain't misbehaving. Yeah. You're allowed to do that in music.
Yeah, you
could
do stuff like that. Yeah. So what was your first band?
My very first one was The Illusion.
The Illusions?
Yeah. And seventh grade.
Seventh grade? And tell us a little bit about
Time Won't Let Me.
Yeah.
And All of Green Grass and High Tides. And whatever Beatles songs we could fake.
Yeah. And like how many people were in it?
Four.
Yeah.
And the reason I remember the name is that we rehearsed at the drummer's because he had a house that we could go to, and his parents didn't mind. And we had a lead singer, and we had a really horrible sort of thing where he kind of turned on the band and we wrote a band letter.
Well, this is when he was with Yoko, right?
Yeah. And then we burnt the edges of the letter.
Burnt the edges of the
letter? Gave him the letter. And he never survived that.
Yeah. I know. I've seen the VH1 special about
that.
Yeah, behind the illusion.
You saw the butane?
they reenacted it. They recreated it. So you guys should do another song, right?
You know, the thing about the visuals was we made cards up saying you have to see it to believe it, not hear it.
Yeah.
See it.
Well, you were the visuals. Yeah.
Right.
I get that.
If you were the audios.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
You want to do that Some Things Never Get Old?
Yeah.
I like that song.
I do, too.
It's good to play songs you like.
Right. You can do them with so much more enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brothers of Vince Gill and Tia Sillers.
Have you ever watched the sunset disappear in the water down in Mexico? Sky on fire, melting into the ocean. Man, there's some things never get old. Have you ever seen a baby walk for the first time? It's like watching a sparrow, a sparrow's wings unfold. And when that baby smiles up at you, man, there's some things never get old. Making sweet love to the gal of mine, my first taste of bluebird wine. Eating watermelon down to the Rhine. Any old song by Brother John Prine. I see that face looking back in the mirror. Make that mirror cold. But in my heart, oh, I'm 100 years younger. Man, there's something never get old. Some friends of mine. Yeah, no, I forgot it.
Wait.
We do this live.
Al.
Can we do this over?
It's the lyrics. Al, the lyrics are at the door.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
He's got it.
Come on in, lyrics.
Riding in town with some friends of mine in a two-tone Chevy. She's a 59. Ice cold beer in the summertime. Any old song by Brother John. Well, I think life is one long highway, and I'm betting heaven is at the end of the road. And I think love just might be the answer. Man, there's some things never get old. Yeah, I think life, oh, I know it's the answer. Man, there's some things never get old.
Woo! Just in case you think we taped these songs or something, or this whole thing, you know.
I think that's proof.
We're going to, oh, there's somebody at the door right now. There's somebody. Come on in here. Who's at the door right now? Oh, it's the Dankosky Tabernacle Singers. The John Dankosky is not with them. Look! All kinds of people are coming. I'm going to go over there and stand.
Who
well, actually, I have to introduce the song
first. Who knew this studio could fit 600 people?
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few. Look at them. So, first of all, just so you know, yeah, we are doing all this live at 1 o'clock. And then we're going to do it again at 8 o'clock. We're going to recreate all the mistakes exactly the same way. Everything. We'll just, you know, we'll do it exactly the same way at 8
I'll be
p.m.
here.
That's right. So.
Different shirt.
All right. So we're going to I'm going to walk over to them at a certain point. But maybe they could even just sort of get going. And we're going to do a song by Frank Lesser. This is by Frank Lesser, 1947.
We think, after looking at this song, that this may be where Charlie Brown was derived from. It's
really?
Got a Charlie Brown chord in it.
Does it really?
Yeah, the first two chords are very Charlie Brown-y.
So Frank Lesser wrote almost all of his songs for shows, but this was not written for a show.
Right there?
Yeah. And I think he
right
also
–
that is. Christmas time is here.
Right?
You're right. You got it. Yeah. And so Frank Lesser also wrote Baby, It's Cold Outside, I think. Yeah.
So hopefully we just started a massive corporate lawsuit between two competing legacies of songwriters.
Right, exactly. All right, so get the song going. I'm going to walk over and join the choir.
Tempo? Do we decide on a tempo? So
we had sort of a kind of a mid-tempo thing, yeah.
We just hit the
in our vast
chord.
Rehearsal, which did not include the choir.
Wait till they sing. That's a beautiful Christmas sweater, Colin.
Tabernacle Choir, give yourself a big hand. There's someone else here to applaud.
That'll make people weepy. That's just weepy.
Oh, I'm weepy as can be. All right. So I feel
those
like
those robes are beautiful, by the way.
Excellent. We made them ourselves.
Their leader, John Dankosky, was not here with his pit pipe, so. So we're here with Jim Chapdelaine and Big Al Anderson. I feel like I never really said who they were, but I sort of assume that you know, Jim Chapdelaine, the leader of the Shinolas, the producer of so many different albums and TV specials and guitar hero in his own right. And then Big Al Anderson, formerly of the Wild Weeds and NRBQ, also a guitar hero. In fact, here's what Vince Gill, who was referenced a little while ago, says about Big Al. He's an original guitar player. He plays unlike anybody I've ever heard. He plays with such reckless abandon and sense of humor, yet he's the swinginest. We call what Al does the stink. And he gets mad at you if you can play it pretty good. He got mad at me one time. Nobody beats my demos. You did. But he is so much more versatile of a guitar player than people know. They hone in on NRBQ and that wacky thing. But he's a beautiful player. Is it true that you get mad when somebody plays better than you did on the demo for the song? Is he smearing you unfairly?
I was just being nice to him. He didn't really get it.
I could actually say Al's never gotten mad at me, ever.
Yeah. What does he mean by the stink? What would the stink
wobble.
Say? I'll show you.
Yeah, what's the stink?
So it's kind of...
Here she comes in a hot pink pedal pusher. Ooh.
Whereas the non-stink would be. Very straight.
Yeah.
It's actually Huey Smith and the Clowns. It's a New Orleans kind of thing.
And the swing would be. So you got to split those. Al splits molecules that way.
I also got a message. The visuals are playing somewhere tonight without Al Anderson. I think that is true, that like every band that has ever existed, like, you know, coming into Infinity Hall fairly soon, I think it's in the spring, is Poco. Like, Poco still is Poco, you know? I mean, Poco is 48 years old. Yeah. Like, the band is 48 years old.
Right, right.
Yeah. And there's one guy.
And the players are 23.
That's right.
Right, right.
Well, no, there was one guy.
I think they had a guy that.
Rusty Young stayed in the band the whole time.
Right.
You have to have that one guy.
You got to have that one.
Somebody actually die on stage with Poco?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that one. Yeah. But
I mean, this would be the year for it.
Yeah,
right?
Obviously. But yeah, no, Rusty Young stayed the whole time. And then he finally dropped out, I think, after 45 years. And he said, I've been in the same band, playing the same songs, touring in the same band for 45 years. Right. And it's starting to bother me. And I thought, it's starting to bother you now?
NRBQ's like that right now.
45 years. Right. But then now they're not together anymore. But they have reunions. Because even if you're not together, you could have a reunion periodically.
What they should do if they want to make money is form a tribute to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, especially in Connecticut, right?
Well, there's a band coming into Infinity called An Introduction to Chicago. So, like, it's a course you take almost, you know.
Yeah,
it's like an introduction to Chicago, you know. And then you're ready for some of the more advanced cover bands.
25
or 6
to 4 would come in much later.
Exactly. But, yeah, and the other thing about Poco is they were sort of like Randy Meisner was in Poco. Timothy B. Schmidt was in Poco. So they're like pre-Eagles, basically. It was like pre-Med. You do Poco and then you go into the Eagles.
But maybe that was an intern. They were doing an internship.
All right. Yeah. So we've got Big Al Anderson and Jim Chapline, two musical legends here. What we need, I think, is a song to get us into the break here on our end-of-the-year All-Star Celebrity Special. What song will that be?
That stinky one with Kebmo.
We're saving Porter.
Okay, yeah.
So you can learn the vocals.
So you'll
finish your mint.
We're saving Porter, which he's refusing to sing at the minute. That's
Keb, right?
Yeah.
Keb.
We're doing the Kebmo one? Okay.
Yeah.
It's really Al and Keb. And Taj Mahal.
Do you want me to
I'm not on it.
Yeah.
The cut, but
you want
wrote
me to, it, right?
You want, it? Jim, do you want me to make any Kebmo noises of any kind?
Yeah.
How? Right. If you could do that every now and then.
Okay.
Ow.
Ow.
I'm a preacher, I'm a sinner, I'm a loser, I'm a winner. I got everything, I got nothing, but I'm a fool for some real good love. I was looking for myself when I found you. Now your love is all around me. Now I can't see myself without you. Oh, that's who I am. That's who I am right now. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter. I'm a reader. And I'm a writer. I got a ball. Got a chain, but I'm free from misery and pain. I was looking for myself when I found you. Your love was all around me. Now I can't see myself without you. Oh, that's who I am. That's who I am right now. I'm ready to surrender. You and I together, and the way your love has changed me, stay with me forever. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to our end of the year All-Star Celebrity Special featuring Big Al Anderson and Jim Chapdelaine. And you can see it at Facebook Live. Go to the Colin McEnroe Show Facebook page and you can see a visual feed of just how tremendously unhappy we really are. No, it's just picture snowflakes falling and a little crackling fire on the fireplace. And, you know, we're getting around. Oh, who's there? Jim, who's at the door, do you suppose?
Oh,
it's Kyone Wolf.
Oh,
it's Kyone Wolf.
Hey, I didn't see you there as I walked Kyone in with this guitar.
All right, so.
That I'm shocked, too.
So, yeah, who would have expected you to show up at our end-of-the-year special?
Who's running the board?
Right. So, so maybe you can do a couple songs for us.
Yeah, I thought I'd play a couple songs from our history. We sometimes when we write shows, I try to pick songs that other people wrote to go out into our segments, but... We did a show about Neanderthals and their genetic imprint on all of us, including Colin.
Right. I'm a little bit more Neanderthal than most people.
More or less. So Colin and I co-wrote these next two songs.
We like ideas.
Yes. Well, there's a sadness that furrows the ridge on your brow. And the stone tool you made, well, it don't cut much ice now. Though we don't interbreed, we do the best that we can. It takes the right kind of woman to love a Neanderthal man. She's gotta be strong with a solid forearm. And she's gotta be nice, but just breathing will suffice. I don't care if she comes from Germany or Japan. It takes the right kind of woman to love a Neanderthal man. There's a love that's evolved, it's ancient and true. She's got teeth that'll break bones, and she grunts like, ooh. She's the roughest, most rambling lady in the land. It takes the right kind of woman. Love a Neanderthal man takes the right kind of woman to love a Neanderthal man.
Those are such Neanderthal stereotypes.
Thank you.
You're going to get a letter from the Neanderthal Association for making those noises. Al was playing along. You can now say you performed with Big Al Anderson.
Forever.
He was.
See where that gets you.
Yeah. The next song, we did a show about bees and the how they truck bees, among other things, how they truck bees across the country, what kind of business that is, and whether it's right and how useful it is or not. So
I wanted to write a trucking song, you know, and we have bees. So
this is it. Pulled out of Fort Myers with 500 hives. Across the Tappan Zee Bridge, they were all still alive. From Georgia to Jersey, from pumpkins to trees. I'm the bringer of stingers, I'm still trucking bees. Trucking bees, trucking bees. As nice as you please. Just hauling some pollen like a portable sneeze. Give me white pills and coffee and hand me my keys. And I'll drive all night long just as buzzed as my bees. I can drive through the daylight with no bathroom stops. Those farmers in Maine, they need me for their crops. From berries to almonds, from peppers to peas. A collector of nectar, I'm still trucking bees. Trucking bees, trucking bees. As nice as you please. Just hauling some pollen like a portable sneeze. Give me white pills and coffee and hand me my keys. And I'll drive all night long just as buzzed as my bees.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right. Kyone Wolf, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Miguel.
Wouldn't be an All-Star Celebrity Special without her.
I will hold you.
All right. So what we're doing here is this is all live in the afternoon.
That's a really good lyric there, Colin.
Well, thank you. For coming from you, that is the highest of compliments.
You're both very prolific, I think.
Yeah. I know some songwriters. Can I just say there's just a couple of key elements if you're going to do this again, writing songs, because those were great songs. But this is free, by the way, unsolicited and free. Gypsy lady, spread your wings and fly. And then you put in an analogy about the weather and Cry Like a River Gypsy Lady. And that's free.
And that's not copyrighted at the moment? No, that is actually...
Like with bees, they fly like a gypsy lady. Anything with a gypsy lady sells thousands of copies.
One thing I always say to people that want to be writers and stuff, I tell them, we don't need any more writers. We've got it all covered here.
It's a benevolent mentor.
Do you tell them we don't need another Meadow, too, while you're at it?
Yeah. No.
Because that always seemed as – I'm a big admirer of Hal David. But, I mean, you know, it's not really true that we don't need another Meadow. I don't think we can easily make another Meadow, but we could use one. I mean, it seems odd to turn the offer away anyway, as if someone were trying to push a Meadow onto you.
Boy, those songs with Dionne Warwick are just killer. And he wrote My Little Red Book.
He wrote all kinds – I mean, he wrote Baby, It's You. He wrote
– I know.
He wrote – there's actually an artist named Rumor who's, I think, Pakistani by birth but living in London now who's – Bacharach in particular has taken a shine to her, and she has kind of a Karen Carpenter sound. Of course, he wrote Close to You. Who's at the door now? Somebody else is at the door. It's Bill Raymond.
It's Bill Raymond.
Bill Raymond's been Scrooge here in
Bill
Hartford.
Bill Raymond. As a rebel.
I love your music. I've been out there listening.
He's been in the green room.
Yeah, we were terrified when Colin told us that it was the guy from The Wire.
The guy from The Wire. The Greek is coming. Yeah. Bill, you have to talk into the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People at home.
I know I'm talking.
And you want to look at Jim and Al, but
hi, Jim. Hi, Al.
Hey, Bill.
People at home will not get to hear you. So,
I've been having fun watching you guys out there.
So, yeah, Bill Raymond, who was the terribly evil Greek in The Wire. And then he's been Scrooge for 17 of the last 19 years. There were 2 years when Tyler Perry came in and played Scrooge, but other than that... you've been Scrooge at the Christmas Carol of the Hartford Stage Company, and tomorrow is your last night?
Tomorrow is, I hate to call it my last night because I'm planning on living a long time.
Oh, your last night is Scrooge. I should have emphasized that.
Okay. Yeah. But that's it for with Christmas Carol for at least next year and maybe the years beyond. Yeah. Who knows?
How is your heart resting about that? Are you calm with it? Or are you?
It's resting at a slow rate. It's nice.
I wasn't asking really for medical details so much as like the state of your emotions.
That was actually metaphoric.
Yeah. So you're okay with this? You're calm about it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, don't you think
I'm happy.
You're going to get verklempt tomorrow night.
It has been so amazing because – excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
but people come. They come in, and for the first time, they're brave enough to say, "I want. Can Bill do this or do that?" And I go to the lobby, and people have come to this show like 19 times.
Yeah.
Over 19 years, it's amazing. It's like it's a habit for them, and it's wonderful, and it's and I was moved by myself.
Well, when they say, "Can Bill do this?" Are they asking for a selfie, or do they want you to take your pants off? What do you mean, "Can Bill do this?"
Well, among those things,
these are two extremes.
They want me to take my pants off and sign them. That's what it is. Yeah.
They do a pantless Christmas Carol in Provincetown, I think. But that's the only place that I'm aware that they do it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one. Now I have a chance to see it.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, we cannot possibly convey how beloved this man has become in Hartford. I mean, partly because you're just a very, very nice person. In some ways, you're like the least likely person for Scrooge because you're very nice.
You'll have to ask my wife about that.
So. No, but I've known you. I think I met you 19 years ago. I think
I met you 19 years.
Yeah,
and I was
that first year
totally
you came
impressed
in.
Impressed by it,
and I got to know you. And you just and every time I see you in a TV show or on stage, you're somebody horrible, but you're actually really nice. Like the only nice person I've ever seen you play. You're sort of nice in Michael Clayton. You're trying to help poor George Clooney.
You're one of the few people that got that. Most people thought I was trying to hurt him.
No. You work for a guy who would hurt him.
Yes, that's
right.
Yeah, that's because you pay attention and you know that's what happened.
Well, I watched the movie six times. It took me the first five times I didn't get it. But,
it was the subtitles that finally did.
Exactly.
That was really a wonderful experience. I mean, it's so great when you see someone like George Clooney. I was a tremendous admirer of his to begin with. And then you meet him, and he turns out to be even better than that.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
So I don't know how many. Do you know how many performances you've done? I mean, is it going to be counted them all up? A Scrooge?
You know, we counted them.
Not
up.
On Michael Clayton. That's only been one, really. But
yeah.
No. Scrooge. Somebody count them?
Yes, they've been. They were counted, and I didn't check what they were. I didn't come up with number one because Alan Rust came up with having the most performances, and he performed all over the place.
Right.
All over the play, I mean, I should say. And so he was most consistent and had the most years done.
And John Barrymore did the same number of years as you, right?
17.
So 17, just like you.
17. Yeah. Dickens, 17.
Did Dickens actually play Scrooge?
Yeah.
Really?
He played Scrooge and his
really?
his son.
I saw him in Cats, and he was great, but I didn't realize he'd actually also been in Scrooge. As Scrooge.
Really?
No, I didn't see Cats.
Did you like him in Caps? I thought he was a little wonk.
Yeah, I thought Kenneth Page was better.
Did he play Rumpel-Tumple-Thumple-Dumple?
I think he was Rumpel-Tumple-Thumple-Dumple, but
he was?
Let me just say, I understand Michael Clayton a lot better than I understand Cats. So it's a little difficult to say. So I don't know. Do you have – are you planning some little thing that you might do during curtain or something tomorrow night?
No. I'm not planning on anything. I thought I might take the hat. They said you could have anything – one piece of anything and take it with you, and I couldn't think of anything.
Take Michael Stotz's car.
Good idea.
Yeah, see? They said one.
If only I had driven it in the show.
Well, they didn't say
that. The first five rows forever.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Take the first five rows of seats forever.
Just like you just
that's one thing. Group
put your people
one
in
thing.
There. Yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to think big. Steal big.
Okay.
What would Scrooge have done?
Scrooge.
WWSD. What would Scrooge do?
Everything in the house.
Right, everything.
In 1955, there was a black and white movie that came out. It was more of a musical than the movie.
Yeah.
And when he gets transformed, he just, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's done for me all day.
Al has a Scrooge song.
You have a Scrooge. You know a Scrooge song.
Yeah.
Meta Scrooge.
And the original one, they can't find a good print. Seems like.
Oh, they can't. Oh, I'm sorry. But you have it.
No, I wish I did.
Oh, okay.
So his head.
I like it, though.
Alistair Sims was the first one that I saw. And he was.
That was scary to me when I was a kid.
Alistair Sims?
Well, the ghosts were scary.
Yeah.
He
was scary, too.
Yeah. Marley's chin fell down on his belly. You remember that? Mm. That was a good one.
I'm going to need therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that little Scrooge. That's what happens when you play for NRBQ all those years, is you have to be ready to do anything.
Yeah, it was in black and white. It's a great movie, too. It's well done.
Who did it? I don't remember.
Our research department will get right on this.
Okay.
We'll find out eventually anyway. Well, Bill, it's just, I don't know. I wanted to have you on because, in fact, you have become – in Hartford, like this beloved guy, you know, and it's this. I know people who are planning a big evening tomorrow night, you know, they're all meeting in a certain place to go see the last Bill Raymond Scrooge, not the last of Bill Raymond.
Yeah, well, Scrooge says, I'll tell you the end of the show.
Yeah,
I'll reveal the end.
Spoiler.
He's standing on the stage, he's by himself, and he says, well, Jacob Marley, I don't know. I don't know if you're here or not, but it doesn't look as if I'll be spending this Christmas with you.
Mm.
I seem to be quite in demand right where I am.
Huh.
And that's it.
Well, we want to have Jim and Al play a song for
you.
I don't know. What I was going to suggest, since we do this once a year and he does Scrooge once a year, A Trip Around the Sun could be a song.
Right.
I mean, we do that every year, but it's kind of like that's
it happens every
that's
year.
Exactly.
With any luck at all.
You see what I'm putting together.
Yeah, you know.
It was something you do once a year. All right. So this is for Bill Raymond.
Oh.
Hear him singing happy birthday. Better think about the wish I made. 'Cause this year gone by ain't been no piece of cake. Just another revolution. Pulled it together and it comes undone. Just one more candle and a trip around the sun. I'm just hanging on while this old world keeps and it's good to know it's out of my control. 'Cause if there's one thing that I've learned from all this living, it's that it wouldn't change a thing if I let go. No, you never see it coming, and always wonder where it went. And only time will tell if it was time well spent. Just another revelation, celebrating what I should have done. These souvenirs from my trip around the sun, I'm just hanging on while this old world keeps spinning. And it's good to know it's out of my control. 'Cause if there's one thing that I've learned from all this living, it's that it wouldn't change a thing if I let go. I'll make a resolution that I'll never make another one. Just enjoy my ride on this trip around the sun. Just enjoy my ride.
Today's show was super produced by Gene Amatruda and produced by Betsy Kaplan and me, Kyone Wolf. The part of Bill Curry was played by Minnie Pearl. Our intern is Jim Bob Fisher. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn, and then you can podcast the show on New Year's Eve. We'll be back tomorrow to revisit our show with Dick Cavett. And now, back to the Three Amigos.
Yes, the Three Amigos are back. Thanks again to Bill Raymond. That was a thrill to see him. This is our end-of-the-year All-Star Celebrity Special with Jim Chapdelaine and Big Al Anderson, both of them guitar heroes, and heroes in lots of other ways as well. If you want to go out to a Willimantic, they don't even know the name of the venue, which is disturbing.
It's a bread box.
The bread box, the bread toast box, the bread box, something.
Church.
Bread box church.
But I bet you could find it with a Google machine.
Anyway, they're going to be there tonight with the floor. Why are you called the floor models? Because it's kind of a scratch and dent,
yeah.
Sense, you know.
That's another. That's another song I'm going to write. Scratches
and dents. Scratches and dents.
Yeah.
Like needles and pins.
Yeah.
All right. So we thought that this is ill-advised, probably, but like many things that we do, we thought here at the end of 2016, when I think about 2016, there is one song that comes to mind because the title kind of says it all. It's by Porter Wagoner. Porter Wagoner used to be sort of partners with. I think Dolly Parton wrote I Will Always Love You after she ended her musical partnership with Porter Wagoner.
Yeah. I think it took a long time before she wrote it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, she had to recover, you know. And I don't know.
He did the recovering, I'm sure.
All right. So we're going to do this song, right? There's like so many things that we could say right now about Porter Wagoner. I'm hoping we don't say any of them. Do we only have 5 minutes left totally in the, total in the show? All right.
So we're going to do an abbreviated version?
We might do an abbreviated version. Let's see. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Just get us
intro.
See about six.
Sing the tag.
I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand. Look lovelier tonight. remember. I'm so glad I got to see you once again. I've enjoyed just sitting down and reminiscing. But I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand. So you say you're happy now, you found a new love.
This is your solo.
Tell him I said he's a lucky, lucky man.
Talking verse. No, I think I'll have time to see his picture.
I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
Yeah, the best line of the song right here.
There's so much more between us than this table.
You were supposed to sing that one.
Years of the dream with all those plans or something like that.
Because you know without me saying I still love you.
He still loves you.
I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
I think this song, let me say this about this song. I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand. 2016.
All right, the minutes are ticking away. Big Al Anderson, do you have one final word of wisdom you'd like to share with?
God help us.
Just because of the song or just in general?
You know? I'm going to end it right there.
Right. So this has been.
They know what I mean.
Right. The people out there, they know what you mean. So we're going to go out with an NRBQ tune, an Al Anderson NRBQ tune. It's been so great to visit with you guys. I wouldn't want to do any other thing at the end of the year.
This is the way to end it. This
really
is the way to end every year.
This is a great tradition. So Jim Chapdelaine, Al Anderson, take us on out.
Remember last summer when we had the chance to find each other, start making romance? But it didn't come off, cause you found another without one hand of a clock. What good is the other? And I can't find no true love. Oh baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. Well, I went to the place where everybody hangs out, see what everybody was talking about. And over in the corner all alone with you was the boy from last summer singing songs to you. But he can't sing like I can sing. Oh, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. When I'm home alone, I can think of other things to do. When I'm rolling in forward motion, I think about only you. It's been a year and a day since I talked to you. I don't know how I made it, boy, I sure have been blue. And every time I think about what might have been, I jump in my car and start riding again. And I can't find no true love. Oh, baby, it's so hard. I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. And I can't find